We're lucky to have Mick Besser on the line. Mick is with the Cornell Cooperative Extension in Green and Columbia Counties and is currently setting up pens for pigs at the Columbia County Fair, but we've snagged him for a couple minutes.
anything to get out of that.
So let's jump right in. Will you tell us about how you've spent the last couple of days, what you guys at the Cornell Cooperative Extension and you specifically have been doing to measure Irene's impact?
Well, the Farm Services Agency, which is a USDA agency, is asking for information about damage to crops and losses to farms and actually losses of livestock and that sort of thing. And we're doing a kind of more or less encompassing survey or inventory of what is happening over the counties, and mostly I've been working with Greene County because for the most part Columbia County is not as severely impacted as is Greene County. But I've been checking with farmers and talking to them on the phone, talking to them in person, and driving around and looking and going to as many farms as I can within the scope of the limited road structure that we have left over there. I'm trying to get to as many as I can and see the damage for myself and as well as can be accurately assess what's happened anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Still a lot I can't get to or a lot I can't see. And a lot of phone lines are still down, so I can't even access folks by phone anymore. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I just was going to ask how you would characterize some of the damage that you've seen. What are farmers facing?
Well, some farmers are facing a lot of issues, and some farmers are just facing the cleanup from floodwaters. Some are actually going to have to rebuild barns and outbuildings and corrals and that sort of thing, and others are just going to have to live with the mud in the crops. So some people have lost livestock, or some people have just lost maybe a corner of their hay field. So it's wide-ranging in its severity. So you just see all kinds of stuff. I have, anyway. And it's an amazing amount of water that went through Greene County last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And water and gravity mixed together in this case made it for an awesome force.
Yeah, it's wild. Water is life-giving.
Yes, it is.
In moderation.
It gives and it takes away in some cases, I guess.
What about livestock, Mick? How did livestock in Greene County withstand?
The livestock that was in confinement areas, such as pens and corrals, and in low-lying areas, we had several cases of loss there. The animals that were on pasture or more of a free-range type situation, they actually scrambled themselves to get to higher ground, so there wasn't so much loss there. But some of the smaller farms that had limited acreage were the ones most severely affected by loss of livestock. And we still have livestock that are separated from their main farms by, washed out roads and trails and that sort of thing. So they're trying their best, get to them to bring them back, but it's going to take a little while for waters to subside and them to make crossings and that sort of thing. Not long, maybe another week or so, they'll get them to come home.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like a pretty serious in the case of the folks that lost their animals. That's real serious. The others, or they have something to eat, a pasture to work on or something like that, it's not so serious.
It seems like a lot of what people are doing right now is really just assessing the damage and trying to understand what it is that's going on, and then shifting into trying to understand what kind of disaster relief actually is available, and specifically for farmers. Do you have any advice in terms of navigating that next?
Well, it's the same for people that experienced the loss of their houses or property damage or anything else, and that is to be sure and document everything that did occur, even though you may be, just like with the farmers, they're cleaning up and they're trying to get things back to normal, and some places the electricity's out, but they're running generators and trying to do all the stuff they normally do. But the main thing is to document what kind of damage there was to a great extent and to as high a level as possible, so that when there is money available from the USDA or disaster relief from FEMA or anything else, that there can be accessed. The FSA, the Farm Services Agency, USDA, if you have crop or livestock damage, or even, you know, outbuilding or barn type things that have been damaged, you really need to report that to them. The FSA in Ghent, the number is 828-4385, and they should be notified if you have crop or livestock damage or equipment or structure damage.
Is that for folks in Greene County also?
Yes, it's the same number for Greene and Columbia County. But the best thing to do is get it reported and documented that you have had a loss, because the farther down the road you go, the less likely it is for them to have that list prepared and be able to go down the list and check it off for the people that are on it.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing to do would be to report it to them. And if there's insurance, if you have insurance for your farm or whole farm insurance or farm liability or any of that, the next thing is for sure to get hold of your insurance agent and report the issues that have transpired. And the biggest thing is to make sure that somebody knows that you have had a loss, and not just go out there and bend over and start working and without letting somebody know that you did have some problems. That's the first instinct, is just go work and clean up and fix things, but really the insurance and the Farm Services Agency should be notified of any kind of problems that you have had very quickly.
Okay, Mick, I'm going to let you go back to the pigs in just a minute, but I'm wondering, I am curious if we could step back for a second, if you could just describe a little bit of what kind of agriculture, what the agricultural landscape is in Greene County to begin with. And I know a little bit more about the dairy and vegetable landscape in Columbia County, but considering the terrain in Greene County, I'm curious about what kinds of farms are out there.
Okay, well, we have very similar farms, just not as many of them, and the farmland is not as contiguous as it is in Columbia County over there. There are parts that, you know, they're high elevation and hills, and some places all we can raise is rocks. But then again, there are some good vegetable farms and good crop farms and some good dairies and livestock farms too. They're just spread out more, and not nearly as many of them as is in Columbia County. You have two distinct geographical areas over there, and not so much in Columbia County, but the mountaintop and then the valley or the flatlands. And usually, for the most part, the better farmland is down and off the mountains, but there is some good farmland within it too. But, we have good vegetable farms and orchards and fruit vineyards and all kinds of stuff. Very similar, but not as much of it. That's the best thing to describe it from.
Mm-hmm.
Spread out a little more.
Another
spurts with lots of trees.
Mm-hmm. I know that for a lot of reasons, planting planting on lands that are often really prone to flooding means the soil might be really fertile. Is there having this amount of water flood onto your lands, could there and mud and silt and everything else, could there be long-term damage to the soil itself?
Yes. It could be enriching in some ways by if the right type of materials were deposited, but it's also sometimes you get deposits of soil that isn't particularly going to help the profile of the soil or the nutrient value or anything. So it depends on what type of a flood it is, and it depends on what is deposited. But yes, it can go either way. It can help with the fertility of the soil, or it could actually diminish the fertility, depending on what type of a flood you had and what type of material is deposited. This flood is not as much mud as it has been with other floods, It's not as bad as maybe it could have been, but then it was such high velocity water that it took some of this lowland, even took corners of it off the field. So that's the problem with this one. It actually took physical land or space away.
Right.
It took the soil away. The contamination that comes, can come in different forms. And if you have compromised septic systems or any of that stuff upstream from where you are, that's always an issue, especially with produce farming. So some of these people that do have the low-lying areas and rich soils, and they grow really good produce, are going to have a problem because a lot of it was ripe and ready to go to market, and it's been inundated with water that is of questionable purity, so it's probably not going to be able to go to market. So that's just a complete loss in that case. So there's hopefully they insured their crop, but a lot of them haven't. So it may be a loss, and lots deeper of a loss than really should be. But that's another issue.
Mm-hmm.
Crops that are still growing and maturing will probably go through cleansing, and they can be washed real well. And by the time in 2 or 3 weeks from now, it probably will probably be safe for human consumption again. But the stuff right now that's ripe, they're just going to have to make compost out of it or something in that order.
Right.
It's just a lot of it is a lot of it's ripe just now. The tomatoes on from everything. So the root crops and stuff that'll be coming along in another 2 or 3 weeks, so should be all right. The hay crops that were ready to be cut for their third time, or second or third or fourth time, as the case may be, that were standing tall. A lot of those laid down by the rushing water and the wind and that sort of thing. And so they've lost the hay crop, this last one or third one, whatever it might be. And, the corn crop that was up and standing tall, is a lot of it's laying down because of the wind and the rain. An eighth of it maybe in that neighborhood. But then you have the contamination issue that you get mud in the crops, either one, either hay or silage crops, and it's going to be real difficult to ever cut that for feed of any kind. So they may have to wait till the ears are dried to cut it for grain corn, which in the case of corn and in the case of hay, they'll probably have to wait till next year and hope that the mulch is not too heavy for the new crop to come up and stand up solid. It'll be a year before that's of any value, next spring, anyway, next early summer. It's really difficult to figure out a value or a cost of all this. You know, they talk about Hurricane Irene costing $10 to $13 billion, and you can go around if you count Schoharie County and Greene County and put them together on the areas that were severely affected, there's a lot of damage as far as dollars go in those two areas. So
mm-hmm.
I guess Daryl Albertine is the commissioner of Ag and Markets in New York State. Was here, well, he's in Greene County yesterday, and he surveyed a couple of farms and all the damage that they incurred, and, you know, come away with similar advice to what I would say, and get hold of your FSA office and report damages and losses, and at least document the fact that you were hit hard, because there are a lot of people that have been.
And if people want to engage with the Cornell Cooperative Extension, if people, how can people get in touch with you guys, or should they?
Well, yeah, if they have questions that we can help with, or basically, you know, in the cleanup or in referring to agencies to give them some help, either one, or production techniques that they can employ to help get back on their feet. Those are kind of things that we can help with, and we'll be happy to. And you can access Cooperative Extension in Greene County at 518-622-9820, and in Columbia County, 518-828-3346. And ask for someone that can help guide you towards some of the agencies or some of the practices that you can employ to help clean up or fix up or report your losses. And our hearts go out to all those folks that are having trouble right now. And if there's anything that we can do, we'd be happy to try it and help.
We're looking at the live feed that's coming into the Watershed Post right now, and it looks like Cuomo has just tweeted that the Ag Secretary is expected to visit New York in the next couple of days. Have you heard about that?
No, I figured there would be a visit very quickly, but I didn't know exactly when it was going to come or anything. But Tom Vilsack, you mean?
Yeah.
He's coming?
Yeah.
He's on his way? Okay. Yeah.
The next few days, that's as much as we know.
Good. That's like a lot of those things. They tell you after they already got here sometimes.
Like
Daryl, I didn't know he was going to be here until after he was already here.
Right.
we had people down there talking to him, representing the Soil and Water Conservation District and Cooperative Extension, so they were with him on his tour yesterday. So we did get our 2 cents worth in, and that we were, you know, here to help, and we're going to be here for hopefully a lot longer, and help with the folks building back up for their operations.
Okay, Mick, thank you so much, and thanks so much for the work that you guys are doing.
Thank you for helping us with that. This will help. Hopefully, we can reach somebody that wouldn't be on our wavelength without you folks. So, you continue your good work, and we appreciate your support.
Thanks. Good luck with the pigs.
I want to have as much fun as a barrel of monkey.
Okay.
It's almost the same thing.
See you, Mick.
Y'all come to the fair. It'd be another thing to do.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye for now.